More than anything, you're here playing sausage sandwich game because of a. Because we'll tell us about Wraith. How Wraith, of course, some say Phantom, but Wraith. I know, but some may feel it's just a slight connection. But you have a huge connection with Wraith Rovers, don't you?
Yes, it was my childhood team. My dad was a scout for Wraith Rovers, so it was always part of my life. From I can't remember it not being part of my life.
And not just scout, he unearthed one of the, well, perhaps the greatest Scottish footballer of all time.
He signed Jim Baxter, the great Slim Jim, or Three
that?
Livers Baxter, as he was later known.
But you went regularly every week?
When I was a kid, my dad used to take me scouting with him a lot, more than to actually games. So we'd go and watch terrible football matches between miners and shipyard workers kicking seven bells out of each other on a cinder pitch.
That's not a terrible match,
the railway.
That's what we want.
But we would also go to Stark's Park, and I can still remember the sensation of biting into a Pillins pie and the juice running up your sleeve.
Oh, man.
See, I was hoping you would say, I remember seeing this outside right once playing.
Do you think was it difficult to say to, you know, you might have some hotshot kid and saying, I don't know who you're from, and you say Wraith, with all due disrespect to Wraith here. Was it an attractive club for kids to come to, do you remember?
I think it's back in those days, and it's still to some degree the case, a lot of small lower league Scottish football teams were very much local teams.
Yeah.
They had a lot of players who had grown up in the area.
Yeah, sure enough.
So that was where they belonged, and there was a real sort of sense of local heroes about it. So for the people in the locality, it was you know, this is our guy.
Isn't the stand name? It's in the family name. The stand up there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it more than the family name? Is it not after you?
It's really an honour of my dad,
but
it's got my name on it.
Exactly.
The plaque says it's an honour of my dad.
I've never met anyone. No, hang on. I think I met Nelson Mandela once. I was going to say. I think I did.
I'm waiting to hear the connection between myself and Nelson
Mandela.
Because
he's had a block of flats named after him.
All right.
You rarely meet people who buildings and institutions are named after. I met John Lennon as well. He's got an airport. But there you go.
I've also got a mortuary in Dundee.
Have you?
Excellent.
What do you mean you've got a mortuary in Dundee? What do you mean you've got
a McDermott mortuary?
Is there?
Yes.
But in honour, of course, of your craft. But...
Well, yeah, I mean, the University of Dundee wanted to start build a new mortuary for a new embalming technique, which allows...
I've read a lot about this.
No, it's a particularly specialised embalming technique that really allows them to train surgeons in particular to a very high level. And they needed money to build it. So Sue Black, the professor there, is an old friend of mine, said, how can we do this? Can you help me? And so I got a bunch of crime writers together and we started this campaign to raise $1 million for a morgue. So we did, and I got the most votes, so I got the mortuary named after me.
What a story.
Well, this is tartan noir at its best, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. It's the Val McDermid mortuary, which contains the Stuart McBride dissecting room and all the embalming
signs. How upset is Ian Rankin? He's not going to mention that.
When I was looking for the campaign, I was looking for writers who specifically use a lot of forensics in their books, which Ian doesn't really do very much of.
Mm-hmm.
So all the other writers have got embalming tanks named after them, with the exception of Lee Child, who thought it would be a bit tasteless to have the Child embalming tank.
Yeah, I can see.
The Jack Reacher embalming tank after the character rather than the man.
If anyone out there have themselves or anyone in their family they've had, because you're not going to beat that, but anything named after, to get your own embalming tank, that's a life well lived. by the way, we're coming right to Fraser and Ian in a moment. If you go to Los Angeles, the morgue in Los Angeles, and why we shouldn't do morgue stories, I don't know, but they have a gift shop. I'm not joking. You can, Val, I swear to God, you can buy toe tags with your name on them.
Fantastic.
Actual, they have a gift shop at the Los Angeles Mall.
Excuse me.